The next mitzvah that one is obligated to do on the day of Purim is the mitzvah of Mishloach Manot Ish L'Re'eh. The Megillah states that Mishloach Manot Ish L'Re'eh, a person must give Mishloach Manot two different gifts to his friend. So just to speak a little bit about this mitzvah, the reasoning behind it, and what exactly the mitzvah entails. So first of all, what is the reason behind this? There are two reasons brought down. One reason is in order to create more love and more peace and more unity among Am Yisrael, to increase kindness. Therefore, every single person, individual, is obligated to take two different food items and to deliver it, to give it, to hand it, or to send it to someone else on the day of Purim, thereby creating more love and more unity among Am Yisrael. The second reason that's brought down is that there might be individuals that don't have food for their own seuda, and therefore, by people finding those individuals and giving them food for their seuda, one will fulfill the mitzvah by caring for their needs. It's actually a cover up for the mitzvah of tzedakah, so as not to make the poor people feel bad or feel embarrassed. We call it Mishloach Manot, and we obligate everyone to do it. That being said, there's a question that is brought down. If one gives Mishloach Manot anonymously, is he yotzei the mitzvah or not? So according to the first reason, that it's all about creating more love and more peace, you're not yotzei, because the person, the recipient, has no clue who the giver is, and therefore it's not creating any love. According to the second reason, it's actually preferred, because mitzvah of tzedakah is preferred to be given anonymously. The poskim bring down that one is not yotzei, and one should try to make it a point to fulfill the mitzvah according to having in mind both of those reasons. The halacha is that one should have two food items. The two food items cannot be identical. They have to taste different. Food or drink are considered food items. Ideally, they should be items that are fit for serving at a seuda, and not snacks. However, the minhag has become that even snacks and sweets could also be used for Mishloach Manot. And once again, this mitzvah must be performed on the day of Purim. Have an amazing day.